طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the merits of the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. We're going to mention some of the merits of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Ahlul Sunnah are unanimous that the best of people after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali. May Allah be pleased with all of them. The most beloved of the companions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr. It is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim that Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, who amongst the people are most beloved to you? He said Aisha رضي الله عنها. So I said, then of men. He said, أَبُوهَا, her father. Allahu Akbar. And this is in al-Bukhari and in Muslim. Aisha and her father. Allahu Akbar. And if I would have taken a Khalil other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr. But it is the brotherhood of Islam. And the Muslims are unanimous that Abu Bakr is the companion mentioned in the Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9:40. In his saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his companion, be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us. And the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, praised Abi Bakr and spoke highly of him. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it supported that he had said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, we didn't hasten for anything good to do except that we found Abu Bakr doing it before us. Abu Bakr was from the most knowledgeable of the companions in the Qur'an. And al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah asserted that he was one of the companions who preserved the entire Qur'an. And he was from the most knowledgeable in the Sunnah. The companions referred to him in more than one occasion regarding some cases. And he was distinguished amongst them in relating some of the Sunan from the Prophet ﷺ, which they did not collect. And this is not something strange, because he continued in the companionship of the Prophet ﷺ from the time of revelation, from the beginning of prophethood until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's death. As to as to him not narrating many narrations or chain narrations to the Prophet ﷺ or transmissions is because of his the short life he lived after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Also the companions in his time did not find a need to relate from him the transmission when they had shared in the transmissions themselves. So they used to relate from him that which they didn't have themselves. Add to that that his death occurred, radiallahu anhu, before the spread of hadith and the number of narrations which he narrated from the Prophet ﷺ reached 143. Abu Bakr, during the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ, used to issue fatawa, and also he was known for his knowledge in interpreting the dreams. And we came to know earlier that he was scholar in the lineages from the time of pre-Islam in Jahiliyyah. The position of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is so remarkable. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam died according to the well-known saying that he died Duha of Monday the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal in the 11th year after Hijrah. It was a calamity. The Muslims, some of them, did not believe that the Prophet ﷺ died, as occurred from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who used to deny his death. In fact, he even threatened to use the sword against anyone who utters that the Messenger ﷺ died. Abu Bakr, on that day, he left to his house or his residence in a place which is called As-Sunh in the Awali area, the east of Medina, which is about a mile from the house of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is after he felt comfortable concerning the health of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after Salat al-Fajr, and he said to his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha, "I saw the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam awake, and I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him healing." So he mounted his mount and went to his family and his residence, and there was his wife Habiba bint Kharija bin Zayd al-Ansari. But when he came to know of the news of the Prophet ﷺ's death, by the way of Salim bin Ubaid al-Ashja'i, who informed him. He came to enter the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he uncovered the face of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then fell on it, kissing it. And then he cried, and he said, "My father, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ, I sacrifice, my father is for your sacrifice, O Prophet of Allah." As to the death which Allah had prescribed upon you, then it occurred, it happened to you. And when he came out, he passed by Umar radiallahu anhu, who was denying his death, and he said to him, "O man, hold yourself, for verily the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam died. Didn't you hear the saying of Allah, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 30. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily, you, O Muhammad, will die, and verily they too will die. And he also recited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:34. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. And we granted not to any human being immortality before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if you die, would they live forever? Then he went to the pulpit and stood on it and praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he addressed the people saying, "Amma ba'd," it proceeds, "Man kana minkum ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat." Whoever of you is to worship Muhammad, then Muhammad is dead. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. And whoever of you used to worship Allah, then Allah is ever living, does not die. قال الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then he recited Ayah 144 from Surah Al Imran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels as disbelievers? And he who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will do to Allah, and Allah will give reward to those who are grateful. The impact of these words were so profound, and the success that Allah gave to Abu Bakr to utter these words and these evidences from the Quran had great influence on the people in affirming faith in the hearts and also removing any confusion or perplexity. Many of the companions described this scene. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, for example, said, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَكَأَنَّمَا كَانَتْ عَلَى وُجُوهِنَا أَغْطِيَةٌ فَكُشِفَتْ. By the one in whose soul is my hand, it is as if we had shields on our faces, and they were uncovered. And they were taken off. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, expressing the feelings of the Muslims when they heard these verses and this ayah which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited, Wallah, he said, by Allah, it is as if the people didn't know that Allah revealed by Allah, by the one in whose hands is my soul. Yes. Then Ibn Abbas related the feelings of the Muslims when they heard the verse which Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned. He said, Wallah, by Allah, it is as if the people didn't know that Allah revealed this verse until they heard it from Abu Bakr. And so the people took it from him. And I found everyone reciting it. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also expressed his feelings when he heard Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting this verse. He said, when I heard these words from Abu Bakr, I couldn't hold myself. My feet, my legs could not hold me. And I fell to the ground. And then I knew when he recited it that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. So from this we came to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Abu Bakr from firmness and steadfastness and certainty of belief and control at the time of calamity. Even though we knew that he left him in the morning, noticing that his illness subsided, and then he got the news before the noon of his death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu immensely for what he had done to this ummah after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's death. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.